Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:05.
About throwing her over the shoulder like a fireman.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
I can't find it. I can't find the story. all right. Hi, it's us. Thank you for listening. It's almost Friday. Earlier today, we were talking about Jesse Nadler, who may or may not sound familiar to you, but if you watch Celebrity Big Brother, you know that this is the guy that we all assumed was catfishing Dina Lohan.
Uh-huh.
So we said, and he did a story with Radar Online. There were all these little quotes.
Are you kidding me?
No, he's on the line. Well, allegedly. I'm going to give him a quick little quiz here and find out if it's really him. Jesse, are you there?
Yeah, this is me.
All right, so Jesse, apparently 100
what?
People called you after we talked about you on the air. Is that correct?
Yeah, I've been getting people on my Facebook saying, hey, they're talking about you on this radio show, this Vinny and Sarah show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, okay. So I figured I'd call you.
Well, you sound like a good sport.
I'm the real guy.
We're going to give you a little quiz and see if we can confirm that.
True or false,
you're a Porsche enthusiast?
Yes, I have a Porsche.
Oh, so he actually has a Porsche.
Well,
I guess just ask him
the other one.
All right, what's your other big enthusiasm?
I got a Bentley, and I've got three motorcycles.
It's the motorcycles
Harleys,
I was looking for.
Wait, two Harleys, two classic Harleys, and I've got a Big Dog Chopper, which is a drag bike, which I like to race around Tiburon.
True or false?
Nice collection, buddy.
Yeah, it's nice.
Good for you. Go on my Facebook.
I got some nice bikes. I got some real classic Harleys.
Oh, my God. True or false, one of your middle names is DiGiorno.
Di Gregorio.
Okay.
I'm half Sicilian, my mom's side of the family.
Oh, hot-blooded. A red-blooded half
Sicilian.
This is
the guy.
The only reason I called you is because of Vinny. You know, that I have a lot of friends named Vinny back home in New York.
You're like, Vinny, I'll call that show.
I had to laugh because you said you're half Sicilian. My family is Sicilian, and I thought, that's weird. What's the other half?
Jewish. German-Jewish.
Oh.
My dad was German.
Okay.
I see. So
hey, listen. All when right. my parents got married 55 years ago in New York, mm-hmm. you know, a Jewish kid marrying a Catholic girl, that was a big, you know, that was like, wow, you know, that was like West Side Story.
That was love. It had to happen.
Yeah, it did. And they had a great marriage. They were really happy.
All right. So,
yeah.
All right, you go ahead, Sarah. You were going to ask him because I got questions.
I'm sure we both have a million questions here. So listen, you've become like this fabled figure. You get mentioned, and immediately everyone is like, he is catfishing Dina Lohan. Like, she's getting catfished. How does 5 years go by? You both are people. You're grown-ups. There's air travel. There's modern ways of getting in touch with them. How do you be in a phone relationship with someone for 5 years and never meet in person?
Well, I'll tell you exactly what happened. For the first few years, the only connection we had was Long Island, because I grew up in the Hamptons, and I grew up in West Hampton Beach, and she's from Long Island. So in the beginning, it was just one of those Facebook friends where you talk and you send pictures and you send a movie. You know, like I'd film Tiburon and Downtown Sam's when I was.
When you say pictures, do you mean like pictures of her boobies?
No, nothing like that. You know,
what?
Nothing like that.
You never sent any dicey pictures?
No, I've never sent anything like that. I'm going to be honest with you. When I was married.
Oh. For what?
I was living in Carmel, and my wife took me down to that Esalen Center because she was kind of
Woman is all about this.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. I went down there with her because she was really into like nude beaches and all that. That's not my scene. I'm a good guy. You know, I didn't really dig that whole. The hot baths were nice, and the cliff was nice, and the swimming pool. But I'm kind of an old-fashioned guy, and I'm 53 going on 83.
Got it.
But getting back to that question that you asked me, as you know, if you've been following this, my mom's real sick, and I've been taking care of my mom full-time. I don't hire nurses or hospice or any of that stuff. I do it on my own. And Dina knows that because Dina takes care of her mother, who's like 97 years old. So that was a big thing. I mean, I can't leave my mother more than an hour to go over to Mill Valley to get a cup of coffee or a lunch or something.
Yeah, the good coffee lunch is in Mill Valley for sure.
literally very sick. Every day is a blessing. Every day I make her breakfast and give her her medicine, it's a good day, if you know what I mean. I don't know if you two ever dealt with somebody like that.
I haven't.
Not yet. We're much younger than you. I'm only 52, okay. And Vinny's 50 this year. So
that was one of the main stops in why it's hard for me to get out of Tiburon. I literally, if I get an hour to myself, it's a blessing.
It's a blessing.
You know, because of my situation.
All right. Well, listen. So, okay. All right. Maybe I'll accept that. Fine.
Okay.
You
hold on, though.
Go
just
ahead.
Just to ask you some follow up on something. So you say you're kind of an old fashioned guy, but the truth is, you two were probably both getting something you desperately needed from this contact, this conversation, when you're not really in a relationship, and yet you're probably hanging on that chirp from your phone to know that she's texted you or something, right?
Well, you know, what I'm going through is pretty traumatic, seeing my mother, you know.
I bet. This,
so it's kind of nice to have a friend to talk to. And you know, when my mom is sleeping by, you know, in the afternoon, yet I can't leave the house because I got to keep an eye on her. It's kind of nice to have a friend who we can talk on the phone and reminisce about the island, Long Island, and the clubs we used to go to and the beaches we used to walk when I lived there. So it was kind of nice to have an outlet like that, especially going through the trauma of seeing my mom dying, you know?
And so when you hear everyone's reaction to the way you guys are and our sick world goes...
No, I know. You
he's
know
robbing her. He's
listen,
doing. He's
listen,
up to no good.
You were just looking out for Dina,
right?
Yeah, I was behind the curtain for 5 years. The only reason I came out onto the stage is because those gals on Big Brother were saying I'm a catfish
and everyone else on Earth.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We all believe me.
Seriously. So think about that. Put yourself in my shoes for a second. So I come out and I start talking to Michael Lohan, who knew I was real. Because his ex-wife was talking to him over the years, saying, "Michael, I like this guy out in California, blah, blah, we talk all the time." So he came out on Twitter, and then this guy Neb Schumann, he found out about me.
The next thing I know,
they found out that I wasn't a catfish. You know, because Dina was looking kind of foolish, because all the people thought, "Oh, she got taken by some fake guy."
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what happened. It's not really that hard to understand.
So, listen, did you really say to Radar, "I'm going to see her, I'm going to throw her over my shoulder and take her to bed"?
I didn't think she was going to. I mean, I was talking to this gal a couple times. Yeah, that's how I am. Yeah, I mean, as Vinny knows, I'm Sicilian. You know, we're real red blooded guys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I did say that. I don't want my priest to see that. I don't want my mother to see that.
We've all seen it now, so. But just
well,
don't,
no, but
just don't show your mom.
My
you know, don't show your mom.
That, you know, I hope.
Yeah.
You
sure.
What about? There's another article that says that you were calling yourself and her the modern day Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah, that was on TMZ. I've been interviewed live on TMZ a few times. Actually, Devin, who's one of the producers, taught me how to use an iPhone because I had no idea what the buttons were for and all that. I mean, I'm not, you know, listen, you know, I was pretty wild back in my youth, you know, and from 16 to 40, I didn't have parents. You know, I lived on my own because, mm-hmm. you know, I was going through that kind of thing and being kind of wild. And the thing is I, you know, I don't look my nose down at people that have, mm-hmm. you know, have gotten into trouble or some dark, you know, dark clouds. And Bonnie and Clyde, I don't want to end up in a car with a bunch of bullet holes.
Or Rob Banks. Hey, all right, listen.
But I don't want a calm relationship either, one of those boring, mundane relationships.
Yeah.
Like,
you want to have to evade the gunfire. You don't want to be caught in the
middle
of it. But,
you
have
don't want
to be some
shooting
shot.
At me.
All right, listen, Jesse. We're talking with Jesse Nadler. He is a Tiburon resident, and he's the guy that Dina Lohan said she's been in a 5-year relationship with, and everyone assumed she was getting catfished on a Celebrity Big Brother, just for anyone who's just joining us right now.
Yeah.
I got a hard question now.
Tell me.
This chick, Linda, right after this whole thing happened,
God.
She said that you were like, me and Dina, we're over. I'm not into that chick.
Let me tell you about that.
All right.
Let me tell you all about that. I read her book. She had a book about her dad. Her dad was pretty infamous in New York. He was a well-known guy, bad guy.
Yeah, she's been on, like, Mob Wives
right.
or
right.
Growing up,
dad was, anybody who grew up in New York who went around knew who her dad was. I mean, he was a serious guy. And so I read her book, and then I reached out to her, because I'm the kind of guy that if I read a book on somebody, I like to get, you know, find out the inside scoop, what really is going on between the lines.
Really?
So I reached out to her, Facebook. she started talking to me. I have a pretty good Facebook page, which shows my life.
Oh, I see. So yeah, you're saying you're just very attractive on Facebook, and these women are just falling prey to you?
Well, no, not that. They know.
Every chick you talk to on Facebook, the next thing you know, you're in a relationship, and nobody ever gets to meet you.
I meant that I'm a stand-up guy. You know, I took her book cover, and I said, "Hey, everybody, you should read this. It's a great book." So I promoted it a little bit. It was a self-published book. I think she did it herself.
All right.
So what happened was we talked a couple of times, and I said to her, I go, listen, when I get back to New York, I want to take you and your mother and your kids out for a big Italian dinner, you know, and I want to discuss your book. I've said that same line to seven other authors, mostly men and women, and it never blew up like that. That's just the way I am.
So she assumed you guys were in a relationship?
Well, yeah. No, which was stupid. So when this Dina Lohan stuff came out, she jumped on it just to get traction so people will go and buy her book, which has sold.
Oh, she's a publicity hound.
Yeah, I mean.
That rat.
I kind of. You know, I hate to say that, but it was so, even that voice message that they're playing on some of the blast and all that,
yeah,
it wasn't some like, hey, honey, meet me at Motel 6 by JFK.
Here's the thing, though, Jesse.
Yeah, it was kind of
look,
stupid.
Look, you're like, you mentioned all these different websites, and you seem so savvy. You get this great Facebook page. What the F is going on with you not ever FaceTime? Like,
He's trapped in the house.
That's a good question.
Gives you an iPhone? Listen, like, what?
Yeah, my brother gave me an iPhone. To be honest with you, my iPhone isn't even on cellular. I haven't paid for the service yet I can still FaceTime if you haven't, you know.
Like if you're on Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what I do. Yeah. I don't even have a phone number. I'm calling you.
From a pay phone.
No. I mean, I'm not using two tin cans and a string. it's an actual phone, but it's got a cord on it, and it's got one of those spirally cords.
Oh. We've got a landline. What color is it?
It sounds like
a princess line one?
Let me tell you something. My spirally cord got busted a couple days ago,
goodness.
And I had to go to Goodman's to get one.
Oh, Goodman's.
And I asked the kid who worked there when I walked in. I said, do you guys have those spirally? And he looked at me like I was a caveman that I just came out of the ice age or something.
All right, listen, Jesse. It was congratulations on your relationship with Dina Lohan. Thank you for coming on the show today. You are clearly
you're awesome, dude.
A very good sport.
Can you call us when Dina finally comes to visit?
Yes.
I'll do one better. How about if we come into your station?
Lovely.
That'd be so fun.
Absolutely.
Do it.
And if Tamar comes, bring her too.
When I give my word and I say I'm going to do something, you know what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Oh, you have Sicilians. You guys, you know.
But my word is my bond. If I tell you that I'm going to bring her into your studio, you can count on it.
Yeah, we're in. She might have an opinion on that.
No.
Women don't really have opinions, but. All right, listen, Jesse.
Thanks, Jesse. That was fun.
Delighted to speak to you this morning.
You've got a great station. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse.
Bye-bye.
How funny.
Oh, my God.
I love him.
I got a text from someone. Yeah. I got a text from a friend who goes, this guy reminds me of my uncles in New York.
Oh my gosh. That is so great. The texters are loving it.
Oh, good. That's funny. Oh, my God. All right. Now I don't know what to do. I just
do a story.
Oh, I just want to talk about that guy for a while.
I'm looking up the father of Linda Scarpa, Gregory Scarpa. He was known as the Grim Reaper. The Mad Hatter. He was the hitman for the Columbo crime family.
Mm. Oh,
well, you know what? All that stuff has been turned into television for us so much that you start to lose that is based in some fact.
The grittiness of it.
All of the horror of it. Yeah, they're extremely violent murderers. Right. There's nothing like we see these gangsters on TV. Right, exactly right.
Right.
And the truth of it is they're murderers.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to tell you this story. I would not have otherwise gotten to this story for sure, because who cares that the original cast of 90210 is trying to get a revival together, except that Luke Perry just had a stroke.
What?
So Luke Perry, Dylan, I think his name was on the show.
Yeah, Dylan McKay. Right.
Oh, Dylan McKay. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Hooman.
Sure.
Back in the day, there was a show called 90210. There's since been there was an updated version of it, and they're looking to do some kind of revival. It's like a show about them trying, they would play themselves trying to put a revival together. It's not a reality show. It would be a scripted thing, but it would be. So they were talking about all the cast members except for Luke Perry and Shannon Doherty have apparently signed on to this. And then I just got handed this story about Luke Perry. I'm like, all right, I guess I got to figure this out.
Well, Shannon's had been suffering. She has cancer.
She, right. I think, is on the other side of breast cancer. But she's had a terrible time. She was bitching about her her insurance coverage and all kinds of stuff.
Right, yep.
Luke Perry suffered a massive stroke yesterday. He's currently hospitalized. Paramedics responded to his home in Sherman Oaks about 9:40 in the morning. Let's see. He went to a nearby hospital. Unclear what his condition is right now. He's only 52 years old. Mm. He's also been on that show Riverdale.
Yeah, he plays Archie's dad. Is that what it
is? Yep, that's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And actually, they are actually mentioning this here. And coincidentally, it happened on the very same day Fox announced it's going to reboot Beverly Hills 90210.
Yikes.
Except it with this whole new sort of revival angle. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's as we get information on that or what his condition is. But 52 seems really young to have a stroke. Mm-hmm. He's a pretty fit dude, too, isn't he? I believe so.
Well,
never heard any other health problems.
Strokes
from
are
him.
Often related to something entirely like it's not necessarily. Due to your diet, it could be
vein in your head, right?
Is but I just read, and I don't even want to tell the story too much on the air because it was on Facebook. I saw it, but apparently someone's heart had created a situation or some kind of bubble that ended up in a stroke.
Mm.
So there's multiple ways you can have a stroke, and I think that being skinny isn't necessarily an indicator.
Right.
And certainly in Hollywood, we've seen plenty of people who look good but aren't exactly healthy.
Right. Yeah. Well, anyway, if we get any information on that and as, you know, details become available, we'll let you know. Mahershala Ali, I wanted to mention this really fast.
Boy, him and I, we had a week last week.
Yeah.
I watched all the True Detective and then Green Book.
He was in Alita Battle Angel.
He was.
I didn't realize that. He was also in the Hunger Games films. I don't remember him from those either.
Oh, let me look that up.
Anyway, they're saying his next project is a sci-fi movie called Sovereign.
You know what I was thinking him after having watched straight through True Detective and then Green Book? I was thinking, man, he's probably got to be dying to do anything not race-related.
Mm-hmm.
Like, both of those are so race-related heavy. That you'd think he...
Is True Detective?
Very.
Oh.
Very.
Wow.
Absolutely.
So Moonlight and Green Book and True Detective.
Yep.
So this one, I guess he's done some other stuff. And, you know, Alita, Battle Angel, the Hunger Games films. I'm not seeing any other stuff here. But this new one is called Sovereign. It's a sci-fi thing.
Good for him. Then he is getting away from it.
Yeah, and I am not seeing any kind of release date. But this is apparently his next big project, is some sci-fi thing. So.
Yeah, True Detective is in Arkansas through the, I want to say, 70s, 80s, 90s.
In early 2000s.
So you definitely see the race there.
Yeah.
I have a lot about Jordan Woods today, and I'm just not going to be able to get to it. Mm. We've got to talk to Jesse Nadler, so we're not going to, I'll save it for tomorrow. Maybe I'll get to it, maybe I won't. What is the 20th highest grossing film of all time?
What? 20th. You can't ask that question.
The 20th highest grossing film of all time is Aquaman.
Oh. Get out of here.
Aquaman.
That is not true.
It is true, and they've just greenlit a second Aquaman movie. It's called Aquaman 2.
Actually. Oh.
I'm not sure if that's what it's called. December of 2022.
Okay.
I
like that guy. I just haven't even watched the movie. I think Aquaman's like one of the worst superheroes.
Right.
What?
Well, Amber Heard's in. She's
you got
easy on the
your
eyes.
Ocean stuck? Come on.
Well,
you got to sit there and wait for
out?
The fight to come to you? I mean,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, he can get out.
Yeah, he can get out, but his fight is his powers are ocean-related,
yeah,
right?
He tells the dolphins what to do with those, like, circle things.
That's not a good superhero.
Yeah, boop, boop, boop.
Guys, lead him over the ocean. Then I can help you.
It had a $68 million opening weekend, and it looks like $805 million internationally. 20th highest worldwide grosser of all time, and they have just greenlit Aquaman 2.
You didn't see it?
No, I didn't see it.
I took Sarah's whole family, though.
Yeah.
They all loved it?
They didn't. John liked it.
Your husband?
My brother. Sorry. Big John liked it. I think Debbie liked it, and my husband was like, well, that's 2 hours. I'll never get back. I don't think he hated it, but he was just like...
You ever see Dune with Sting?
Yeah.
They're remaking it with Jason Momoa.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it was about time, and we haven't had any soon for a while. If you're into 90s R&B and hip-hop...
I'm not.
Well, someone out there is, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
my wife.
Bryn exactly, all of a sudden, Bryn all of a sudden picked up.
What?
Your wife? You need to buy tickets for Hammer's House Party Tour.
Oh.
Oh, snap.
Hammer is back.
They're calling him an R&B guy?
R&B and hip-hop.
All right.
It's a nostalgia tour, so it is not surprisingly, MC Hammer is the headliner, so he'll be on all the dates. Sir Mix-a-Lot on Vogue, Kid and Play, Cisco, Dougie Fresh, Tone Loke, Montel Jordan,
dang.
Tag Team, Rob Bass, Young MC, DJ Cool, Biz Markie, Coolio, Two Live Crew, and the Funky Bunch!
Really?
Just the Funky Bunch, no Markie.
Right, of course.
Dude, I loved Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock, Rock, Rock.
All these guys
what
are not going to be...
What about Two Live Crew? You like Two Live Crew?
I never listen to them.
Play Me So Horny.
Oh, man. You want that one?
I wasn't into that.
You will not
version.
See everyone at every show.
Oh.
There's all the names, but there's going to be a mix of people.
This is an instant classic.
What, the...
The song?
Me
yeah.
So Horny?
Hmm.
Hammer is playing every gig, but the rest of the acts are going to vary. The tour kicks off April 6th in Tallahassee. We have dates.
Oh, where are the dates here?
In Saratoga at the Mountain Winery.
Really? Ooh.
On June 7th.
Uh-huh.
Lincoln, which is out near Sacto, on June 8th.
Oh.
And down in Irvine on July 13th. So if you want to go,
sounds fun.
Go to the Mountain Winery.
Oh, June 7th is a Friday night.
Uh-oh. All right. I know where Bryn's going to be.
Sorry, I missed that.
You got
Never
it?
Never mind.
You going to the show or not?
I was just queuing up this song for Hooman because I know you
know. My appetite is love because me so God, the production sounds terrible on that.
Remember the song?
Yeah, we remember
away.
It.
Oh, you liked it?
Yeah, I know. What's not to like?
Well,
I don't know.
I can't think of one thing. All right, what's coming up in the news?
Let's see here. A guy gets a wedgie. That's always fun.
Well,
crab leg wars and more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are sending someone on a trip for two to see Shawn Mendes in Miami. Could it be you? Is it going to be you? Are you going to be the winner?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can get yourself qualified at 9, noon, 3, and 5 today and tomorrow. You doing this next week, too?
No, next week we actually, I believe it is, I have it right here, Hawaii.
Oh, well this week
Disney's Alani.
This week it's Miami. So today and tomorrow are your final chances to qualify. Your first chance today coming up at 9 o'clock.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane at Alani in Hawaii.
Jane, you're off in Hawaii.
She sure is. She's at Alani. She's already started the posting.
Oh, what'd she post?
Like a picture of her with the wind blowing in her hair, and it's a wonderful, I know Hawaii's in the background the whole time.
Nice.
That's just my jealousy.
Alani.
Yeah.
We want to go.
So you can enjoy her broadcasting from Alani later today, but also enjoy her on her Instagram as she posts pictures with Alani in Hawaii in
don't
the background.
Do you have
the whole
trip
time.
To Alani coming up?
I don't. Do I?
I thought you were saying that you did.
Well, yeah, I always want to be on my way to Alani, but I don't have anything planned. We have I don't know, what do you call
baby.
That? An infant?
A wedding? Oh.
No, we have an infant. Mm. I don't want to do stuff with the baby until, like, you know what? Soon, any minute now. Be nice.
While. Sure. Goes by fast. I mean, time flies.
6 more months, we should be in that better zone. But right now is the zone that I was like, we shouldn't have a baby. Mm-hmm. We're in that zone at the moment. The one.
The whole baby part.
With the non-sleeping and the, what are we doing with this thing? We both have places to go.
Right. Micah!
Right.
Danny!
It's a problem. It's for real. Anyway, Jane Adelani, enjoy.
Oh, I will. Oh, no, she will.
The opposite of Alani right now is Tahoe, where it's covered deeply in snow.
They're saying that they can't even clear the snow out. They don't have any place else to put the snow.
Right.
Like, they're trying to clear places for people to park so they can actually use the stuff, and they can't get the snow out of their
own way. 45 feet of snow has fallen in Tahoe, and we have more storms coming, and that is bad news for the people in the North Bay who are flooded. Guerneville, an island, and more.
Those overhead shots of Monte Rio and Guerneville, they were putting up on KTVU pictures of yesterday and today. Like, it's
terrible. And it's really horrible. You need to see the pictures to sort of get it. And then you do and go, oh, there's cars floating. Mm. Oh, people's houses are knee deep in water. Mm. Oh, that's what's going on there. Oh, there's guys in boats on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Right up the street. So.
It's awful.
It is awful.
We have just had our share in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like it's time for, you know, Wyoming to suffer. Anywhere but here. Come on. Had enough.
The cops in Adelaide, Australia, were chasing a 23-year-old burglary suspect on Tuesday around 3 in the morning.
Where is this?
Adelaide, Australia.
Okay.
As he ran from them, he tried to climb over a 6-foot fence, but he got stuck when his underwear snagged on it.
Uh-oh.
So when the cops caught up to him, they say they found him, quote, dangling upside down from the fence by his underwear.
Oh.
Full wedgie.
He should have freeballed it.
Yeah. There's that. Mm. Except underwear is the move.
Oh, I agree. But if you're, you know, running away from the cops, it's always nice to not be constricted.
That's what the boxer's for. You have the feeling of the free ball, but you have a nice pair of underwear to
mm-hmm. protect your pants from your parts.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Anyway, this guy was arrested, but he was arrested while full wedgie was happening. It's too bad. A woman named Chiquita Jenkins was at a buffet restaurant in Huntsville, Alabama last Friday when she was waiting for them to bring out the most important item at any buffet, they say here. Yuzi?
Yes. Crab.
Oh, the crab. Oh, crab. I thought it was the shrimp. I really don't want crab at a buffet.
The picture of Yuzi at some... where were you? She said, the owner of the restaurant called me and said, we got the crab. And sure enough, Yuzi runs right down.
Well, I'll be right there.
For the crab legs.
It's San Carlos Bar and Grill.
You're all about the
crab.
On
El Camino in San Carlos.
You like it hot?
Because they do this special chili hot sauce. It's just so delicious.
Is crab your favorite food?
You do get orgasmic over it.
Yeah, my favorite, like, you know, my last meal, I would like fried chicken and yes, some crab. This spicy crab.
Fried chicken and spicy crab.
Mm-hmm. For your last meal.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? You love the food so much. You're a lobster girl.
I go lobster, corn on the cob, make sure there's salt.
Your last meal, corn on the cob,
corn on
makes the
cob,
plate?
Maybe a little coleslaw.
Oh, God. Mm. Coleslaw?
I want the whole.
Is part of your last meal?
Yeah. Get an Asian slaw, though. You know?
Coleslaw is like junk food. That's like the trash food.
Good coleslaw is epic. I love
watery
coleslaw.
Watery mayonnaise?
No, it's not. You're getting the wrong coleslaw.
Like KFC coleslaw? You like that one?
No, that's a little bit too much sauce for me. A little too watery sauce. I like John's coleslaw. I want John's coleslaw.
Your husband.
I want, you know. Just
not
a,
Big John.
No, I don't know if Big John even makes coleslaw. He just smokes giant hunks of meat. He'd do it over on the smoker.
On
I'd be like, oh, yeah, man, they are heavy on the sauces.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, what about you?
Was
what
waiting.
Anyway, the crab legs get brought out to the buffet where Chiquita Jenkins is waiting. Another guy named John Chapman was also waiting for the crab legs. And when the staff finally brought out some after like a 10-minute wait, John and Chiquita jumped for it.
Oh.
They got into an argument over who cut the line and quickly turned into a sword fight where they fenced with thongs from the thongs.
Like, how does that
where's
work?
Where's that video?
Are we talking about flip-flops or?
No, sorry, thongs.
Slingshotting, olives from the buffet?
From there, from the fencing with tongs.
Yeah.
Can't
believe they didn't grab crab legs and stab each other with them.
Breaking plates.
Oh! Let's have a look at that.
there was an off-duty cop
They do look like crab lovers.
Eating at the restaurant at the time, and he broke up the fight.
The girl looks like the, who's the Heat Miser? Is that his name on the Year Without a Santa Claus?
It is Heat Miser.
Yeah, she looks like the Heat
With
Miser.
With her hair sticking
and this,
straight up.
This dude looks like your grandpa's sour old friend who always smells like pee and has a, you know, some kind of open sore on the top of his head.
Well, I think she hit. So Chiquita was charged with assault for starting the fight, and John was charged with disorderly conduct, and I don't even know if they got any crab.
Well, neither of them look like they got crab. They both look very unhappy. Yeah. I'm going to say neither one of them got crab, and neither of them deserved it. A crab fight. That's so funny. Man, we are so serious about food.
Yes, we
like,
are.
I like to think I would hold myself back from being in a fight with someone that I didn't know over like something getting delivered to a buffet, but I can't say that. Like, maybe I would get in a fight over it. You know, the last something at a buffet and someone reaches in and grabs it. I'd be like, what the?
Give me that.
What's your last meal?
I think if you had some drinks, you might say something. But otherwise, I don't think
I'm pretty
mild, man. You're not popping off.
No, I'm a good night.
I think
a nice
that turns
person.
To fists. You're like, bye, everybody. I'm out of here.
Let me just grab this crab leg and run. What is your last meal?
Well, probably my mom make a pot of sauce and have macaroni.
Oh.
And with a nice cold salad, and that's probably it.
Salad?
Yeah.
What do you want salad for?
You wouldn't want a salad when you have...
No, I don't want any salad.
I like salad.
I'm not going to sit and eat a salad for my last meal.
Oh, but you'll eat coleslaw?
Well, yeah. It goes so perfectly with the things that
I... told you that's garbage food. It's like watered mayonnaise. It's all...
No, you got to have the right stuff.
And like...
But now, how did this get back to me?
Just broken cabbage pieces.
So you're just having, your mom's sauce.
Yeah. It's a macaroni.
What about you? Just like what? Dead fish eggs or whatever they're called? What are the things you like? Oh, duck
I'm talking
eggs.
To me.
Yeah, you.
Duck eggs.
Yeah, what's
your last meal?
Your
what's
last
the last
meal?
Thing you want to eat?
And something you guys wouldn't like.
What is it?
Probably duck blood.
That's
your favorite?
You're just saying that.
You're just
being ridiculous.
No, honestly, the thing is, I eat that like maybe once every few years. And when I eat it, it's actually super delicious. So it kind of...
You remember how much you love it?
And it's from my childhood. And, you know, I don't know. I don't eat it that often. So it's... I guess I put it on a pedestal because of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, but after you have some duck's blood, as you say, then you're still super hungry. That can't fill you up.
No, it's mixed with the meat as well, and it has like peanuts and a bunch of vegetables on top of it.
Oh, okay. Well, you're saying it like it's just, you
but
know,
the main
you,
thing
you
is
scrape
is
cooked
the blood.
Duck blood off the bottom of the
coagulated
pan.
Blood.
Okay. What about you, Human? What's your last meal?
It's something Persian. Probably something like fesenjun
or
hormezabzi.
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 Well,
what is that?
It's just, it's a meat dish. They're both
meat dishes.
What
is it, goat? What is it?
It's like, I think it's beef.
You think?
I don't know? I don't think it's goat. But if I do have goat, Kokari has this amazing goat stew. Oh, incredible.
You don't know what the meat is in the last meal?
I think it's beef. I think it's beef. I don't know.
Right, you don't know.
I don't think I've ever eaten goat. How is it? Does it have a funky taste like lamb does?
It's a little chewier, but it's good.
I like goat.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
I like
does
it too.
Does it have like Media a certain taste?
They make it. Hard to describe. I couldn't even tell you what it tastes like. But I like to have
it. But it doesn't taste like
they
beef.
They roast it with like it actually to me has a taste of more like pork. Roasted pork.
Oh.
People can say something different, but that's what it reminds me of.
Okay.
Pork's pretty good.
Yeah. I love pork.
I'm not trying goat though. Would you try it?
I would try it.
You would?
I would. I wouldn't order it. Because then I'd be stuck with it.
Right.
But if someone wanted to give me a bite of theirs, I'd be like, yeah, I will try goat.
Huh.
Can I see a picture of this plate of duck blood?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'll see it. Oh, boy, it really is just coagulated blood, isn't it?
Yep.
Floating in a disgusting-looking sauce.
What? No.
You know, no.
What sauce?
I'm actually,
it's not sauce.
Oh, that's the soup? So it just floats up to the top?
That's just the blood.
Well, oh, the red stuff is the blood?
Yeah, the red stuff is all the blood.
What color do you think the blood would be?
Well, yeah, it's like when you cook a steak or something, and if the blood comes out, then
God, I'm getting grossed out.
You know what? Cooked. You're right. Let's not.
The brown stuff is like the liver
right.
And
I don't mean to yuck your yum. That's
okay.
Good for you.
No worries.
You like that.
Yeah, it's like you're insulting his culture.
Right, exactly.
No, you're not.
I don't mean to.
Everybody has a different taste.
I'm outraged.
I don't like coleslaw.
And that's you fine. Are not helping.
I'll take your coleslaw. Anytime anybody gets coleslaw with their lunch, I'll take it.
Yuzi just jumps to the other side. I'm safe over here, guys. A new study looked at 50 cities to find out the average cost of a date. Where's the cheapest? Where's the most expensive? San Francisco's got to step its game up. New York beat it as the most expensive city to go on a date at $156 per date.
Wow.
Actually seems cheap.
Seems
like you're getting off lucky right there.
Right, Hooman?
Right.
As far as Hooman's concerned, if a date costs less than $3,000, it's not a date worth going on. We got to go up in a balloon. We got to eat at French Laundry. Right. We got to stay at the finest hotels.
I was smitten by that girl.
You're something by that girl. I think she was setting you up.
Setting him up for what?
Nothing. I can't talk about it because it was a secret show story.
Oh, it was?
Cone.
We have no cone.
We don't even have a cone. Oh. But
yeah, the
just
cone
have to,
went
listen,
away.
On my, you know, we got to be honorable about it.
San Francisco came in second at 145. San Jose came in third.
Oh.
Good on you, San Jose.
Way to go. Way to be
142
expensive.
Bucks. Seattle and Miami round out your top five most expensive places to go on a date.
Miami.
New York City, number one.
Get a rope.
What?
It's a commercial. Where's that salsa from? New York City. Get a rope. Remember Pace Picante?
Yeah.
Remember the Pace
Get a rope?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Me neither.
This sauce is made by folks in San Antonio.
Yeah, exactly.
The Cowboys are on the fire or something.
Like, where's that salsa from? New York. Like, they want to hang him.
New York City.
You don't get it?
I do get it now. That seems like
a bad lynching
joke.
Oh, my God. You guys want to hear something so stupid?
It was okay in the 80s.
Right. I saw a Geico commercial yesterday. Uh-huh. What was I watching? I don't know. But I was thinking this should be a Super Bowl commercial. It's so funny. It's a bunch of old cowboy types, and their oil drilling rig strikes ice cream, soft serve.
Oh.
And soft serve's flowing everywhere, and they're like, I got cones! And the guy runs up with cones, and he's in a wheelbarrow, and they're enjoying the ice cream. And then another geyser strikes, and he's like, we hit rainbow sprinkles! And they're just shooting. I was like,
and it's for Geico?
It's for Geico.
Oh, is that it?
Oh, yeah. Let's have a look at this.
Look at the rainbow in the background.
Oh, they're all... The guy opens up his mouth to catch it. Like, if you like this video, subscribe. Yeah. Watch more Geico videos. That's funny.
It is funny. I hate to jump into the text, but we got so many that I need to do a few here.
Do it.
Our
the people
interview,
like Jesse.
They loved him.
Yeah, Jesse, you were very popular on the show today.
I think that we like tweaked the radio.com app.
Yeah.
So many people were on
nuts.
It broke down.
Oh,
we're gonna isolate the Jesse. What's his last name?
Nadler.
Nadler.
I don't know.
Interview. Who is dating Dina Lohan.
Right, he's the catfishing
guy. We'll isolate
guy.
That and put it at RadioAlice.com.
Wait, 415 says, oh my God, I love Dina's boyfriend.
I know, he was actually quite charming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pretty good sense of humor. And
yeah.
So funny. He's older than us, you know.
415 says, OMG, Salad and Bonnie pulled the interview of the year. I love it.
Oh, good for us.
510 says, it's old farts like this that keep Facebook afloat. Love a millennial.
Hey, we might have to sell it to TMZ.
Well, I don't know if we revealed anything, you know. I was thinking the same thing, like, will we, you know, because sometimes some radio DJ will do a thing and it makes all of our news sources. And
right.
So I'm like, I don't think we really, you know, he was a good interview and everything, but.
It was fun.
415 goes, it's hard to listen to you guys talk to this Nadler fellow. The Alice Morning Show is the most guilty of perpetuating the catfishing story. Shame on you.
Yeah.
No, we totally, I absolutely believed that she was getting catfished.
Mm-hmm.
510 says, I'm happy this guy's real.
Yeah, I'm happy for Dina, too. Actually, I'll love to talk to her about being on Celebrity Big Brother, too.
Can't wait to hear Dina and Jesse on the show. 408 says, good stuff. Love listening to that guy. That was awesome. What a funny guy. And the fact that you got him to call in, quite entertaining.
Yeah, I know. I was amazed. I guess 100 people called him up and were like, you got to call. They're talking about you.
925 says, for real, Jesse was the best part of my morning.
Aww.
Oh, that's great. Good. I'm so glad.
408 says, I think that was my Uncle Bobby from Brooklyn.
Maybe it was.
My mom had a stroke 2 years ago. She was 60, had none of the warning signs of a stroke, but seemed a blood clot formed in her leg and passed up to her brain.
Oh, God.
That was it. Like, that can come from different parts of you and
just lodges somewhere.
It doesn't matter what your health, how you appear.
This is about Dylan McKay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the guy's name? Luke Perry. Right. Yes. Luke Perry in real life from 90210. He had a stroke yesterday. Like, they're calling it a massive stroke.
They say they can come out of nowhere.
He's only 52.
My dad had a stroke because of his inconsistency taking his high blood pressure and cholesterol meds.
Uh-oh.
Oof. Humans, we are the worst. We think nothing will get us.
I know. And something always does.
Mm-hmm.
Death and taxes.
510 says, just finished True Detective. Really disappointing.
Oh. Well, I have to say I'm going to go into it with kind of low expectations. But a couple of people I like and I value their opinions have said that they like it. So I'm going to give it a try.
I'm curious how you'll feel about it. Yeah. Very curious.
Well, I'm just wondering if I'll be able to stick with this. So much TV.
You might not.
Right, I might not.
I mean, there's things. I've recommended books to my Betty and she's like, I don't like that book. Mm. And I just go, how? What? That book's epic!
Like what? Did she not like Ready Player One?
She didn't like Revive. No, she loved that book.
Yeah, that book is so good.
Loved
that
it.
Book. I've read that book now 4 times.
She can't get through Revival.
Oh.
It's one
I like
of my
Revival.
Favorite Stephen King books. I love it.
Oh.
And she's like,
I didn't know it was one of your favorites. It's definitely not one of my favorites, but it's. I liked it. I thought it was a fine Stephen King book.
I loved it.
Hmm. Is that the one where the little boy meets the preacher in the driveway? And
he's rock guitar player, yep. And he's a rock star, drug addicted, the whole thing.
Yep.
The shocking.
Right. Oh, no, it definitely takes a paranormal turn, as all of his
loved
things
it.
Do.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Good morning, Alice fam. If you're going to play Baby Shark, can you please not talk during it, Vinny?
Oh,
my 5-year-old daughter says to me, can you turn that guy down? I can't hear Baby Shark.
Oh, my God, hilarious. Don't do it, please. Please. Please.
It's not funny, Brent.
It's hysterical,
Brent.
You
should play the heavy metal one, Brent.
Please. Oh, yeah, I actually like the heavy metal one. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll finish up all the text on the other side.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.